Good morning. That cold northwest wind subsided a bit overnight, but it brought in unseasonably cold air, and temperatures in many locations have gone down to between 0 and 10 above. Some places are staying in the teens from I-90 and Point South, while parts of the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains have gone well below zero. So this is where we're starting the day with midwinter-like temperatures and colder wind chills. As we get into the daylight hours, we'll enjoy a good amount of March sunshine. However, it will do little to warm us up. In fact, temperatures today will be a solid 15 to 20 degrees below normal. And despite that, sun will only reach the mid-20s on average. That northwest wind will add to the chill throughout the afternoon, at times up to 10 to 15 miles per hour. High pressure building in from the Great Lakes will keep skies clear this evening. However, clouds will start to build in from the south overnight tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the single digits and teens once again. Clouds will thicken tomorrow as the storm system intensifies along the eastern seaboard and works its way east of Cape Cod. With the thickening clouds, eventually some light snow will break out in the Hudson Valley and points east into southern New England by the end of the day tomorrow. The rest of the region could see some light snow showers by the end of the day tomorrow with little accumulation. Highs tomorrow will be in the lower to mid-30s. A big storm east of Cape Cod will continue to produce a bunch of wind and snow from central to easternmost New England overnight Tuesday night and into the morning on Wednesday. From about Springfield and west, just some light snow dusting the ground by Wednesday morning, with the heaviest and accumulating snows mainly out toward Boston and Cape Cod. The rest of the day Wednesday will show increasing sunshine, but that gusty wind will keep temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. On Thursday morning, sunshine giving way to clouds as milder air starts to flow in with an increasing south wind. Highs will be in the lower 40s. That breeze will also bring in moisture on Thursday night and into the day on Friday. We'll have cloudy skies with rain developing as highs push into the lower 50s. The best chance of rain with this next system will be during the afternoon Friday and into Friday night. Some leftover showers are possible Saturday morning, then we'll go back to sunshine during the afternoon with highs on Saturday seasonably cool and in the mid-40s. Right now, it looks like a good-looking day for Sunday with mostly sunny skies and highs back up toward 50. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter storm watch is in effect for the Sierra Nevada Mountains in California. A Pacific storm system will bring periods of heavy snow and strong winds to the higher elevations of the western Plumas and northern Sierra Nevada. Precipitation will begin by tomorrow afternoon and continue into Wednesday. The heaviest snow is expected Wednesday afternoon, tapering off early on Thursday. Snow levels will initially be 6,000 to 7,500 feet Tuesday, then lower to around 4,500 feet on Wednesday. Several feet of snow are possible over the mountains. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Jersey Airport in the United Kingdom at 11:20 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Hof, Germany, at 3:02 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog and blowing snow, 17 below zero with a northwest wind at 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 14 degrees, the dew point 4. 64% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 below zero at International Falls and Crane Lake, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 30s. Boston, sunny and breezy in the upper 20s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered flurries and snow showers and highs in the middle 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 35 degrees, the low 18. The average temperature, 27. That's 11 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday for the month, 5.9 inches, which is 2.6 inches below normal. And 71.1 inches for the season, which is 16.1 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees. The average low, 29. the record high 69 set in 1976 and the record low 0 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, 5 below to 5 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs near 30. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy with light snow showers or flurries today and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clear early, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the upper 20s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the middle to upper 20s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds with some light snow developing by late in the afternoon, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Light snow Tuesday night and Wednesday, steadier snow into New England. Wednesday afternoon, increasing sun and windy in the lower to mid-30s. Morning sunshine Thursday, giving way to increasing clouds, lower 40s. A chance of rain Friday, lower 50s. Morning showers giving way to sun Saturday in the mid-40s, and mostly sunny with highs near 50 on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.